There might be times when you're reading and thinking, WTF? Why am I suddenly reading about a mouse that lives in Jeremy's basement? Or, seriously? Are you going to put in another random and long comment in parentheses? Yes, that might seem weird, but I absolutely promise you that even if you can't understand it right at the time you're reading, there's a reason for that story and every other detail I'm putting into this book. Actually, for that very reason, I decided to take out the story about the mouse, which came a few chapters later, even though it's frickin' hilarious. But I'm leaving in the nod to Notorious. Context is important for you to really get where I'm coming from and who I am. The way that someone chooses to tell a story matters as well. So what you're getting here in this book isn't just my stories. You're getting a little Jeremy time. And with that comes tangents. You can expect that there will be a lot of tangents in your future, and they will all be worth your time. Okay, so I'm getting to the story about the dudes with the guns. That's the really exciting part, but first I have to tell you one other thing. I already told you that as a kid I probably should have been diagnosed with ADD, or however it's termed these days. I definitely still have that, whatever it's called. It's nearly impossible for me to focus like a normal person on the everyday type stuff like listening to anyone who's talking to me. My brain buzzes around and can't sit still with one thing. That's the first part of my issue. The other half of the problem is the exact opposite. Call it tunnel vision if you want. So I have extreme ADD with a side of tunnel vision. What a fun cranial value pack, let me tell you. My brain is going, 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 speeding along until, bam, it slams against something really interesting to me, and I stop, with a lot of whiplash, and see nothing else but that one thing. Once I tunnel into something, nothing else exists, and nothing else can tear me away. I'm not happy with that explanation. I'm not convinced that you really understand my brain yet. Remember when George Bush Sr. used the metaphor, 1,000 points of light, in some speech? I don't remember what the hell he was talking about, but the image is a good one. If you could see inside my head, how badass would that be, and actually watch the ideas sparking like actual points of light, I should ask my wife, the doctor, how long until we can actually do this. At any given moment, my brain would look like an apocalyptic meteor shower. Let me try this once more. We haven't been through an apocalyptic meteor shower, so that's probably not going to help us much here. Remember the static energy ball from the Science Museum field trip? The one with the blue electric rays that shoot from the center of the ball and make your hair stand out like you were Dee Snider in the 80s? Now imagine that ball and the blue rays. It's technically called a Van de Graaff generator, so don't say you didn't fucking learn a thing from reading this book, okay? I'm hitting you over the head with value, even in my tangents. If you have a normal brain, it probably spits out ideas at a speed of 1. Blu-rays zap out every once in a while. So if you're at a 1, I'm at a speed of 150. Imagine the Blu-rays frickin' thoughts firing away like pandemonium. Spew, 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 spew. All disconnected, random. It makes you dizzy. That's attention deficit disorder. Until I find something. One thing to focus on. When I get that one thing that attracts my focus, all the energy that was going in 150 different directions before comes together like a laser. Then I'm like Obi-Wan wielding a lightsaber, completely, totally focused and badass. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm capable of and what you need to understand about my way of thinking.